Yeah, it's definitely different. It's unusual, but the nature of the championship now in the format, like it's a penalty shootout. So I suppose I'd be used to them from the other code, but unusual in GAA and in Gaelic football.
This is your first year, of course, involved with Mary's Modlin Town as manager, but it's an unfortunate way for Duffy Rovers to go out of the competition. But I guess you're just delighted to get into a final, whatever way you get there.
Yeah, look, it's a lovely way to get there. It's nice if you win it that way. But to be fair, a proper way to get through is probably a replay and both sides go at it again, because very evenly matched game and both sides gave it everything today. It was a good advertisement for football, especially when you're coming into November. And I thought both sides done their management and their mentors and their clubs justice today.
You know, you knew this was a possibility, so do you practice penalties in training, or do you just pick the five best lads that you think, you know, oh, I know Spot from soccer, I know he can hit a penalty? Like, how do you choose the five lads that are going to take him?
To be honest, like, it depends on what 15 are on the pitch as well, because you can only pick from the 15 that are on the pitch at the end of extra time. To be honest, it's the highly unlikely in GAA that it will go to a penalty shootout. But having said that, we did practice maybe 2 weeks ago, when we got into the knockout stage out of the group, but we hadn't practiced it every week or anything like that, but we did practice a couple of weeks, so just in case it happened, you know. Like the mentors I have with me this year, they're great lads, and you know, they're great to work with. As you know, PJ Bamble has come in from Horswood, and PJ has come in as a coach with the squad. Donal O'Leary, who's played all his career with the Marys, is there as a coach. Barry Kinsley, who has I don't know how many jobs he has in the club, but he's a major stalwart there. And John Bontnolan, who's a guy I played with for many years with the Marys myself. So we've a great backroom there, and you know, we practice everything. The small details sometimes can win big games.
Sarsfield losing last night, they're going into a relegation final in the senior, so it's a bit of a boost then for you guys to get into an intermediate, and you're just one step away from senior now.
Yeah, no, it is. And to be honest, we all look out for our own colleagues and teammates and friends' results. We've just really concentrated on the Marys. I actually played in the last team that actually got to this level, which is a long time ago, which is 37 years ago. And I actually played on the team that day. So this is the first time we've reached this stage since that, in a semi-final a couple of years ago, and we were beaten in a replay by Bunclody. So the Marys have been a really progressive club. You can see the work they're doing off the field. They have a great underage setup. Trevor Ducey won a county title this year with the under-15s, and you know, we've been earmarking to try and on the field of play to bring us to the next level, and now we have an opportunity next week, and you know, we're really relishing that.
It's Crossabeg in the final next week, so obviously, you know, we know plenty about them, the Foleys, etc., etc., so tough test there next week.
No, it is, and in fairness, they're a very well-organised unit. Brendan Keogh's done a good job with them this year. You know, they've probably had the easier ride to the final. That can work in your favour or can work against you, but it's all on the one day now. It's in Wexford Park, you know, it's in Wexford Town. You know, at the end of the day now, it's down to the 60 minutes next week. But I told respect for Crossabeg. Again, today they dug deep and came from behind with maybe 5 or 6 minutes to go. And you know, they got a great result today too, so it should be a great final. Looking forward to playing the best teams in it, because if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best.
And you mentioned the other code there. Obviously, you'll be involved in Hollygrove there tomorrow. Your team, North End United, coming up against Parkville in the third round of the FAI Junior Cup. So no rest for the wicked.
No, I'm looking forward to it again. Get you back, your feet back on the ground tomorrow. As you know, myself and Gary are joint managers now, and like, I've been 30 years at the helm, so I'm looking to you know, maybe step back at the end of this year, and there'll be a new regime. But tomorrow is a massive game. If they win tomorrow, they'll go into the open section of the All-Ireland FAI Junior Cup, and that's the one that North End won in the Aviva only a couple of years ago. So yeah, it's a big game tomorrow, and you know, your feet will be back down on the ground tomorrow very quickly.